Harold, Chris Moore, John Jastrzemski in New York. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm glad my last name ain't Bowles.
You ain't kidding, Harold. You ain't kidding. How are you, brother? How's everything, man?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We appreciate you coming on.
Giving us the spirit. I love the
yeah,
spirit.
Yeah, well, we you know, there's a lot going on.
I watched Sam Donald at SC his whole career. Yeah, he went backwards this year. It's a shame.
Well, injuries are part of that, and it is hard to know still. You know, they haven't learned much about Sam Darnold yet, except for I don't think that the big city lights will bother him. Other than that, I don't think that they've learned too much. But we're here to talk baseball. Let's do some.
Let's do it.
Obviously, Harold, the buzz around New York, Mets try to grab the back page as much as they can with their new and different general manager from a different background. And they start with a Cano-Diaz deal. Everybody's very excited about having Diaz. There isn't a lot of back and forth on that one. But Cano at 36 years old with the contract that he had is certainly controversial. Give us your thoughts when you heard it, and as you've had a chance to digest it, what do you think about the Mets and Cano?
Well, there's a lot of thoughts that go through it. I actually like the deal. Cano's one of these guys that's still putting up numbers, and I think he'll continue to do that. I know a lot of people are pointing to the suspension and not knowing what type of player you have, but when he came back, he was still very productive. He's going to be a top-end offensive player. So you needed to get offense for the Mets. I mean, that was not good last year. So you put him in the middle of the lineup. I think it was important. I think some of the other moves they're making, this won't be the only move. Diaz, yeah, you got him for a few more years. But Cano's the conversation. And I think what makes it work is the money Seattle gave back. That's the only way this contract works. If the Mets have to pay more money, then it doesn't work for me. But I like it as it is right now.
Harold, I didn't like the idea of giving up two of your top prospects to get a closer because we know how volatile a closer can be. You know, there's not many Mariano Riveras that do it year in and year out and dominate, and the jury's out on whether or not Edwin Diaz is going to be able to do this in New York. Now, he was great last year for the Mariners. He was lights out. He pitched like the best closer in all of baseball. Do you look at Diaz as a guy that is going to come here and do it consistently for the next 3 or 4 years? Because the way I see this trade, in order for this trade to work, Diaz has got to be a rock star.
See, but to me, I don't think the Mets gave up anything. I mean, you still have all your top prospects in the big leagues. They're still on the roster.
But what about Kelenic and Dunn, Harold, who you could have taken maybe and gotten a Goldschmidt or gotten a difference maker offensively that they don't have?
I think we're rising the market on those guys a little bit too high. Kelenic's still a little bit ways away, and if he goes and becomes a great player, fantastic. But he's 2 or 3 years away from the big leagues, and Dunn is the same. So I think for the Mets, the window's now. You got all the pitching and DeGrom and Syndergaard and Mats and everything we've heard about for the last 5 years has been pitching. This is your window. So you can wait for the prospects for 2 or 3 years, but you won't have DeGrom at that peak, and you won't have all these guys at the peak level. This is where you got to go for the run. So I don't have a problem with that. I think Diaz will come in and be fine. His stuff's electric. I think he turned the corner. He's never been phased, whether it's an all-star game or whatever. This kid's fit right in. But I do want to talk about Brody because I have a different look at Brody than most others do. I was going to let you guys interject.
No, I was going to say,
we don't want to interrupt that.
Wax poetic, baby. So tell us about Brody.
Well, here's what I like about the move. I don't think anybody's talking about this. We're all saying, oh, he came from the agent side. He's trying to figure this out. But when you're a top-end agent like Brody coming from where he did, you're the guy sitting in the room where it happened. You're talking to the owners. You're talking to that GM on all the top levels. So he's sitting in a room like you and I'd be sitting there and going, you know what? I can't stand this guy at shortstop. And this is a real talk between a GM and a high-end agent. And he may have said, I don't know, but this is my hypothesis here, is that he's sitting there going, you know what? I'd get rid of Cano 50 cents on the dollar if I had a chance. So now Brody becomes a GM and says, hey, Jerry, you know what? Remember that conversation we had in June? We were hanging out in your suite, having dinner, watching the game. How about let's make that move on Cano? I don't know all the secrets he knows all the other places, all 30 teams around the league. But I think he's got a different insight than anybody else is such a unique situation.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. And Met fans hope that that optimism translates into getting them some more players. As you said, and Harold Reynolds joins us from the MLB Network, Chris Moore, John Jastrzemski in for Mike this afternoon. You look at this offseason for Brody, and it just started, really. I mean, this can't be the last move. They don't have a catcher. And as JJ and I were talking about, offensively, you look at, you know, the Phillies on the rise to some degree. Obviously, the Braves in good shape. We don't know about Washington and what their plans will be, but still looks like they'll be a pretty good offensive team. So it will not be easy for them with unproven guys that they like Conforto and Nimmo, who look like they might be pretty good, but haven't had enough of a track record yet to prove that. Where would you focus if you were Brody, and how do they find a catcher?
Well, I mean, obviously you want to focus in Miami and really see if you can work that to get JT Realmuto. He's the best guy out there. To me, I think that's move number one. I don't know how they pull it off, but I think that's where I'm focusing at. The other thing I think I'm able to do is the East is going to be a dogfight. You know, it really is. The Braves are legit. They're for real. They're young. They're going to be talented. The Phillies are going to spend money to continue to make moves. The Nationals are all about pitching right now, and they're going to rely on their young players. I don't know if I send off Nimmo and Conforto in a deal if I heard them discussed about stuff like that. I really think Brandon Nimmo came a long ways, and I think Conforto as well. Guys, you know this, being in New York. I watched Jay Bruce coming in New York. He couldn't play in New York. There's some guys that just don't play in New York City. Those two have proven to me they can play in New York. So I got to consider that when I'm thinking about any kind of player coming to play here. It's just a different market, different situations, and players react differently. Like you were saying about Diaz, we don't know if he can do it in New York. It's a different animal. So you got two young players that you know can play in New York City. There's value there for me.
Harold, let's transition to the Yankees because they have a guy they could re-sign in J-Hap, to your point, that has proven he can pitch in this market. He was great down the stretch. He has experience pitching within the division from his days with the Toronto Blue Jays. And don't get me wrong, Harold, I wanted the Yankees to make a play for Patrick Corbin. I'm a Patrick Corbin fan. I think he's got really good upside and whatnot. But I'm A-okay if it's J-Hap back on a two-year deal. Do you think the Yankees really missed the boat in not upping the ante to make sure that Patrick Corbin's wearing Yankee pinstripes?
I look at J-Hap, and I would have J-Hap and Corbin. I don't think the Yankees missed it. I think they're where they're at. But I would. There's two guys out there for me. It's Keuchel and it's Hap that fit the Yankees for me right now. Unless you're going to make a trade and you get Greinke or somebody like that, now you're spending more money than you want to, or Kluber or whatever. But I think it's Hap or Dallas Keuchel. And the reason I say Keuchel is Keuchel has proven he can pitch in a small ballpark. He's lived in Houston his whole career. There's not a lot of guys that can pitch in a home run happy ballpark like Yankee Stadium or that division. The ball flies in that division. And to me, that puts Dallas Keuchel on the map for me. And J-Hap, like you said, he proved what he can do already in that division. Those are the two guys I'm focusing on if I'm the Yankees.
If you're the Yankees, we've talked about the luxury that they've had a little bit of using July well, and we talked about how so many teams have used July well to get themselves to the World Series. It's Verlander, it's Cespedes back in 2015.
Right.
You know, it's Eovaldi and Pierce both coming to the Red Sox after the season had started, and we know what they did in the postseason. Chapman and Miller, the list goes on and on. Do the Yankees have the luxury of waiting because they know they'll be pretty good? Do they have the luxury, or do the Red Sox winning 108 and them wanting to avoid the wild card game kind of take that luxury away and think, hey, you know what, we better be good right off the bat because we could win 100 and still not win the division?
Well, I think you're going to be in that regardless, if you wait or if you go. It's a really good club. I mean, the Yankees are loaded. I think Stanton comes back and he relaxes better in New York this year, and I think the numbers will be there. And he numbers-wise, he had a good year, but consistently, we all know he didn't produce like we expected. But I think that's a guy you got to look at as well. You know you're going to – the only guy missing is going to be Didi right out the gate. And the question is how to replace that. But this is a really good team. They'll be right there banging with the Red Sox and everybody. You can wait. And regardless, it's going to come down to the Red Sox-Yankees playing possibly to see who's going to be a wild card. It's just going to happen. And if I'm the Yankees, I can't be afraid of being in a wild card game and not thinking I can advance. I can't worry about that. I think I got to put together the best team I can. And if I'm in a wild card game, I got to believe I can win it.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. And that's a great point of argument in New York. I mean, some people just want to avoid that game at all costs. Other people are like you and I. Give me the wild card game. I'm okay with it. I'll live with it. I'm all right with it. So,
but it does put you behind the eight ball, Harold. That's the one thing. I mean, the Yankees have definitely gotten the better of teams like Oakland and Minnesota. But then you could run into a team that has a great pitcher, and then your season is over after one game.
Yeah, but we say that every year, and the Yankees win that game.
I don't want to have to deal with it again, Harold. Listen, 2 years, I've had to go to Yankee Stadium and sweat it out. I don't need it for a third straight year, brother.
You remember Severino's terrible start? They still won that game.
Yeah, they did.
They could thank Didi for that.
They were tied by the third inning. They were right back.
Tied by the third inning. They were tied by the first inning.
Yeah, that's right.
It was amazing how that game, swung and whatnot. But Harold,
I love it. I got to sit with you at a game, man.
Harold, let me tell you something. It's worth the price of admission, especially if you get a couple of beverages in me. Now, I got to ask you, though, my friend, because the hot topic in town is Machado and Harper. And if the Yankees are going to be in on one of the big fish free agents, I've always said Bryce Harper's the better fit. They're loaded right-handed. I know they have the Didi injury and people will say Machado's a fit, but I look at Bryce Harper's swing, Yankee Stadium short porch, father idolized Mickey Mantle. I mean, it seems too good to be true. Harold, you're running the Yankees. Who are you going after, Machado or Harper?
I mean, we may as well call Harper Robert Redford, right, or Roy Hobbs.
Yeah, Roy Hobbs. That's
perfectly into the script. I mean, that's a tough one. To me, if Manny Machado doesn't have the antics we saw in the postseason, it's hands down Manny Machado. Hands down. I don't think there's even a question because of what he brings as a shortstop, third base, and offensively, all things he does. Bryce Harper, to me, the other thing I think people miss with Bryce is he could play first base. He really can. He's that good. He's that athletic. But I think the big difference with Bryce and why he's so attractive, great player, we all know that, but, man, he's a magnet, man. You can't take your eyes off it. Something he's doing, whether it's home run derby and he's got a headband on or whatever, he is a gate attraction. And for New York City, that's what the Yankees do. You draw that big star, and that's why I think it would end up being Harper in the long run. And if it was Mr. Steinbrenner back in the day, he'd be going for he might be throwing Harper candy bars out the right field rafters. That's how he would be.
I get the feeling
Bryce puts people in the seats, man. He does.
I get the feeling it would already be done if George Steinbrenner was still a part of it. Let's close with this, Harold, and we'll let you get to your Friday happy hour, which I hope you're planning on.
Harold, going to a movie with the kids.
Well, there you go.
What's on the agenda, Harold? Yeah. Creed 2?
Yeah, what do you got? Creed 2?
No, Creed 2, I wish. little Spider-Man preview comes out today.
All right.
Little cartoon that's out there. Now.
There you go. Attaboy. Got to get it done. Harold will be part of MLB Network's more than 45 hours of live winter meetings coverage from Vegas beginning this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So let's close with that. What kind of topics, what kind of news prognosticate for us what you expect to learn in the next week out in Vegas?
Well, I think the pitchers come off the board first. Keuchel, Happ, I think Kluber gets moved. I think Bauer gets moved. Trevor Bauer will be an interesting name out there as well. So there'll be more trades, I think, than free agent signings. We're not finished with all the trade wins that are out there. And then Harper and Machado, it would be pretty cool to see Harper sign somewhere in Las Vegas, but I think it's going to be too early. I think we're going to wait for those two for quite a while. And then we'll see what happens. But a lot of trades are going to happen this week. I think a lot of things will happen.
the great Harold Reynolds MLB Network. And Harold, we may have to take you up on that one of these days. You want to come out to Yankee Stadium? I have a cold one in hand, and you can have some fun for 3.5 hours.
I would love to go to a game with you. I would.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just to talk you down. That's the
good luck with that,
York.
Harold.
I love it.
You might calm me down a little bit, but I love my Yankees.
I don't like your odds. I don't like your odds of talking him down. I don't think you can do it.
I can imagine first inning screaming at a home run.
That's right. That's right. You nailed it. Harold, you want entertainment? Watch me this Sunday when the Dolphins are playing the Patriots. You want entertainment? Oh. Ask our producer, Tommy Lugau. There's nothing like it.
Hey, enjoy the movies.
Enjoy
the movies and enjoy the popcorn. And hopefully, we'll talk again after the winter meetings are over. Thanks, Harold.
Take care, Harold.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
There you go, guys. Harold Reynolds.
That was a fun spot. I could tell Harold Reynolds got a kick out of you. It's truly Chris Moore.